JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Now, isn't this a fascinating thing, eh? The ANZ out of the blocks, and then all of a sudden the other banks are going, oh, hold on, so we've got debate.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, it's getting very interesting out there in interest rate land, Mike. We've sort of been building to this since December, really. I mean, we ended last year feeling a little bit downbeat about the economy, and actually externally, global interest rates, they were falling. And so we followed suit here in New Zealand. But since then, we've had a number of data outcomes suggesting that that data wasn't quite supporting the move lower in interest rates and interest rate expectations. And those labour market numbers were the sort of proverbial final straw. So we've seen a material shift in market pricing around what is going to happen with the official cash rate. Now, that moves wholesale rates. And that moves mortgage rates. So that's the transmission. That's the link to people out there. That's why you care about this stuff, okay? So a couple of weeks ago, financial markets were pricing in cuts to the official cash rate in the second half of 2024. But then you get all this, you know, this confluence of events. The labor market, you know, isn't moving or softening as much as expected. The Reserve Bank have sort of given their take on that CPI number, on the non-tradable inflation, on the soft GDP number. Sort of they were leaning back against that. Yeah, then last week ANZ switched or updated their position on the OCR track, and they're looking at two rate hikes. Now, all of this has seen market pricing change. Those wholesale rates, they've gone back up. But yesterday, a bit of debate coming into play. You spoke to my mate Nick from Nick Tuffley from ASB earlier on this morning, didn't you? They and the other banks think that rate hikes aren't necessary in contrast to the ANZ. So, Mike, what this is doing is it's setting up a very interesting couple of weeks in front of it, because there's data coming up that we've got to take into account. You've got this week the selected price indexes. That's the monthly read on about 50% of CPI inputs. You've got the RBNZ. They do a survey of inflation expectations. That comes out today. Expectations are very important. Card spending data for January, the migration numbers later this week, and then you've got PMI on Friday. This will all colour or sort of adjust how this argument is going to sort of play out. Now, Governor Orr spoke to the Finance and Expenditure Committee yesterday. He sort of confirmed that current tough stance, said they'd be back at the end of the month with their updated views. That's February 24th. He speaks again on Friday, Mike. I think it's highly unlikely that he'll wander specifically into this subject. Yeah. It won't stop the market from hanging off every word. But just, Mike, just for the record, here's the recent moves in wholesale rates. Two-year swap, important factor in setting the two-year mortgage rate. September 23, barely 5 months ago, peaked at just under 5.8. By the end of December, it was at 4.6. It was over 100 points lower. Cue possibility of lower mortgage rates. It's now back to 5.25. So it's not as high as it was, but those lower mortgage rates are still a way off.
Talk to me about earnings season.
Oh, well, it's kicking off at the moment. I just want to highlight Fletcher Building yesterday, also Synlay. They made the headlines. Fletcher Building don't actually report until tomorrow, the 14th. And last week they announced those further provisions to the International Convention Centre. Further development yesterday. They've gone into a trading halt, Mike. The stock exchange announcement contained a request for more time to allow it to finalise earnings guidance, which it says is likely to materially vary from current analyst forecasts. Then if you go to the ASX statement, they're listed over there as well. It also said the CEO will consider his position. So lots of issues in the background here, Mike. Can't wait for that announcement tomorrow. Synlay, first half of 2024, weaker than expected. Share price fell 12%. But I want to end on a positive note. Turner's Auctions.
Tina.
Turner's Auctions. Tina from Turner's.
Tina.
Profit upgrade, well done, 5.5% rise in profit, small move in the share price. They're doing things well.
Everybody loves a used car. What's your what are these numbers?
The Dow Jones up 200 points. How do you like that? How do you like them apples? Up 0.5%, 38879. The S&P 500 holding well above the 5,000 level, 5,046, 0.4% up at the moment. And then the NASDAQ up 60 points, 0.38%, 16,051. FTSE 100 barely changed overnight, 7,573. The Nikkei was up 34, 36,879. The Shanghai Composite gained 36 points, 2,865 the close there. The ASX 200 lost 0.39% yesterday, 7,614. The NZX 50 didn't have a great start to the week, down 0.88%. Lost 105 points, 11,757 the close. Kiwi dollar this morning on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.6136 US, 0.9387 against the Aussie, 0.5695 Euro, 0.4858 against the quid, 91.66 Japanese yen. Gold is slightly lower, $2,015, and Brent crude holding steady, $81.75.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Have a good one. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.